Once upon a time, the Earth lay at the center of the solar system. Or so we thought. Complex mathematical formulas proved it, schools taught it, the church endorsed it. After all, why shouldn't God's greatest creation reside at the center of all things? Then came along the telescope. The more we observed, the less our geocentric theory held up. It turns out, placing the sun at the center of our solar system does simplify those lengthy math equations. So maybe, just maybe, we revolve around the sun. Once upon a time, one of my teachers wrestled with debilitating depression. Rising each morning proved a difficult struggle. His soul collapsed in on itself each time he opened his front door. Everything he did to fix himself ended in failure. The people around him started shutting him out. All but one friend who asked a simple question. When was the last time you helped somebody? What kind of a question is that? He thought. What on earth does helping someone else have to do with my depression? This guy was rudely ignoring the serious desperation of his mental illness. Or was he? Once his irritation subsided, my teacher volunteered at a soup kitchen. As his hands offered food to hungry families, his mind woke up. For the first time in months, he focused on someone other than himself. He shifted the spotlight from his irredeemable qualities to opportunities to help others, which gradually set him on a path to recovery. Once upon a time, I placed myself at the center of my little universe. I was the main character of my story. I focused on myself, and I had no purpose beyond doing each task set before me. That is, until I started looking for the meaning in each task, looking for what could be discovered within my work. My mindset shifted from pulling myself up to pulling others alongside me. I now try to add intent to every conversation. I like to learn about the people I interact with and ask them how I can help them. Placing another life at the center of my little solar system reshapes my need to be perfect into a desire to be helpful, even concerning strangers. In airports or convenience stores, I smile at the strangers I pass and often say, "Hello." When they smile back, I see surprise and genuine joy that someone noticed them in a crowd and took the effort to engage. That reaction gives me purpose. It reminds me that I live in a beautiful world of divine appointments and immortal souls. So even though trials may weigh me down, I will continue to look beyond myself and smile because the world needs more joy. People need to be reminded that life is good and friends are near. Our individual solar systems are far more interesting and purposeful if we share them with others.